The halacha is that although one is not allowed to carry from a house into a courtyard, or from a courtyard into the house on Shabbos, unless they make an Erev Chatzeres, one is allowed to carry in the courtyard itself, even without having made an Erev Chatzeres. Meaning that any items which begin on Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, they are found inside the courtyard. One is allowed to carry them within the courtyard on Shabbos, because the whole courtyard is considered to be one domain. The question of our Mishnah is, what about when it comes to other areas, such as roofs or other enclosures? Are they considered to be one domain, in which case you're allowed to carry things even without an Erev? You're allowed to carry them within that domain, or whether it's maybe considered to be more than one domain, in which case you would not be able to continue carrying it. Says the Mishnah, Kol Gagos Ha'ir, all of the roofs of a city, and we're discussing roofs which are connected to each other, Rishus Achas, they are considered to be one large domain. Even though houses, each of the houses are of course considered to be different domains, since the roofs are rarely really used, they're not considered to be private, personal domains as part of the houses, rather they are all considered to be one large domain, such that if something is found there when Shabbos comes in, then one can carry that from one roof to the other, not from the roof into the house, but from one roof to the other, and then to another roof, and so on. As long as one roof is not 10 tefachim higher or lower than the next roof, then we view it already as a different domain, in which case you would not be able to transfer something from one roof to the other one. Dear Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And the truth is, Rabbi Meir holds that in any case where you have a private domain, and within that private domain there is a structure which is at least 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high. So that structure in itself is large enough to be considered a Rishus HaYochid in itself. Now, of course, if it's inside another Rishus HaYochid, then strictly speaking, you're allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYochid which you're in and place something on top of this structure. The structure itself is inside this Rishus HaYochid. However, according to Rabbi Meir, it is forbidden midrabbanon to do so in case you come to do so in a public domain. If there is a structure like that in a public domain, that would actually be forbidden midoraisa to carry something from the public domain and place it on top of this structure, which is a private domain. Be as it may, that is the first of three opinions of our Mishnah. Second opinion, v'achachom erim v'achachom say kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzmai. Every single roof is considered its own domain, just like the houses, and it is therefore forbidden to carry things from one roof to the other, even if the items began on a particular roof when Shabbos came in. Of course, if you make an Erev between all of the roofs, then you would be able to carry from one roof to the other. But without doing so, they are considered to be different domains, and therefore the regular Midrabanan law applies that one is not allowed to carry from one private domain into another private domain, unless he makes an Erev Chatzeres. Third opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says that not only are all of the roofs considered to be like one big domain, but echod gagois v'echod chatzeres v'echod karpefes. Whether it be the roofs of the city, whether it be the courtyards, and whether it be the karpefes, enclosures which are designated for living purposes, not necessarily that people live there, but at least there are things which are there, which people need the whole time. And as we learned already in the second perek, a karpef can also not be larger than two beis sa'ar. So all of these three things in the entire city, rishus achas lekelim sheshavsu l'seichan, they are considered to be one large domain for the items which were there at the beginning of Shabbos. V'lo lekelim sheshavsu l'seichabayis, but of course not for the items which were inside the house when Shabbos began. However, for those items which were, let's say you have an item which was found on a roof when Shabbos came in. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to take that throughout the entire city's roofs. You can take it even from the roof into a courtyard, from a courtyard into a karpef, because all of these domains are not considered to be significant and private like houses are. And because of that, we view it all really as one large domain, because they are not so private, and therefore even without making an Erev Chatzeres, one is allowed to carry from one to the other.